descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Baugan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
En Baugan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com.
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's 7 o'clock, everybody. 7 o'clock, right? The final half hour of today's program. We're going to begin with another interactive section. The way we always do at 7 o'clock, it's time for What's That Sound? What's That Sound? What's That Sound, everybody? That's what I'm wondering. I don't know what it is yet. I haven't heard it yet. If you want to participate, you can write in. Tino, how can people find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, arroba aincaemila, o lo que es lo mismo, arroba imquilemillar.
O lo que es lo mismo, imquilemillar. That's right, I'm Kyle Miller, is a name on Twitter. You can write in, you can send me a tweet about the sound, and I'll review your responses at the end of the show, right? Okay, let's hear that sound. Careful. Wow. Okay. Good one. All right. So tell me what it is. Maybe describe the sound. Through Twitter, everybody. I'm Kyle Miller, is a name on Twitter. And you can write in on that one. Hey, why don't we... I want to take a moment before we do anything else to finish our music section. We were looking at this song, Jumpin' Jack Flash, It's a Gas, Gas, Gas. It's a gas, which means it's fun. Hey, did you have a good time? Oh, it was a gas. But this is an old expression. This is a 70s expression. I've never heard a person... I don't think I've ever heard anyone say this. It's understood, but I wouldn't recommend you try to say it. You know? It's not a common thing to say, but it's good to know. So the third... We were into the third verse. It says, I was drowned. Ahogado. I was drowned. I was washed up and left for dead. So I drowned in the water, I washed up on the shore, I was left for dead. I fell down to my feet, and I saw they bled. I frowned at the crumbs of a crust of bread. Yeah, 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 I was crowned with a spike right through my head. But it's all right now, in fact it's a gas, but it's all right now, I'm jumping Jack Flash, it's a gas, gas, gas. That's the whole song. That's the last verse. It doesn't make an awful lot of sense, to be honest, this song, Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's a unique song. But, it's an interesting one, I would say. Jumpin' Jack Flash. So there you go. This is written, like I said, by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, but Bill Wyman claims that he wrote a fair portion of the song and didn't get much or any credit. But an interesting one, and a great one, one of the classics. Okay? Hey, let's push forward, everybody, and take a look at today's pronunciation. What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No. I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
That's right, everybody. It's time for pronunciation. And today we're going to practice with the... We're going to talk about mountains. Las montañas. Mountains. Because we don't say mountain. Mountain? No. Mountain. Mountain. Captain. Capitán. No soy marinero. Soy capitán. I'm not a sailor. I'm the captain. Yeah, I'm a captain. Captain. We say captain. We don't say captain. No, captain. Mountain. Fountain. Fountain, like a water fountain. Bargain. Una ganga. Bargain. We don't say bargain. No, bargain. Porcelain. Porcelain. Chaplain. Porcelain. Bargain. Fountain. Captain. Mountain. Right? So T-A, the A-I-N is pronounced like in. In. Like in. Dentro. In. So repeat after me. Mountain. Mountain. Captain. Captain. Fountain. Fountain. Bargain. Bargain. Porcelain. Porcelain. Chaplain. Chaplain. ¿Qué es? Capellán. Chaplain. Capellán. Chaplain. So there you go. Now, again, when I say, hey, do this out loud, if you do it out loud, you're going to learn more. You're going to improve, I promise. So I would encourage you to go ahead and listen to this program again. You can get it at ebox.com, and you can listen. You can repeat the show over and over, and if you do that, you can you'll make great progress, I'm sure. Okay, all right. So there you go. Why don't we push forward and take a look at today's paragraph of the day.
Paragraph of the day.
All right, it's time for the paragraph of the day. Our paragraph today is a good one. They're always good, I think. But we're going to read one, and I'll read it, and then I will. We'll review it. Okay. What was that you? What that you saw yesterday? Hold on. Excuse me. I can barely read this paragraph. Question here. Was that you I saw yesterday zooming down 12th Street in a Ferrari? There we go. Hey, was that you? ¿Eras tú a quien vi ayer? Was that you I saw yesterday zooming? Volando. Zooming down 12th Street in a Ferrari? You've really come up in the world. I remember just a few years ago, you were struggling in your business with only two or three precarious customers. Now your picture's in the paper every other week, and TV programs want you on their talk shows. Everyone seems to think you're the source of all wisdom. That's it. He says, was that you? ¿Eres tú quien ayer vi volando por la calle 12 en un Ferrari? Was that you I saw yesterday zooming down 12th Street in a Ferrari? You've really come up in the world. En verdad, te has ido muy bien en este mundo. You've really come up. You've improved in the world, he says. You've really come up in the world. I remember, just a few years ago, you were struggling. Estabas luchando en tu negocio. Con solo dos o tres clientes precarios. You were struggling in your business with only two or three precarious customers. Just two or three. Now your picture's in the paper every other week, right? Ahora tu foto está en los periódicos cada 15 días. Every other week, right? Una semana sí, una semana no. Every other week, we say. And TV programs want you on their talk shows, right? They want to interview you. They want you on their talk shows. Everyone seems to think. Todo el mundo cree que... Everyone thinks, or everyone seems to think, you're the source of all wisdom. Everyone seems to think you're the source of all wisdom. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So there you have it, folks. There you have it. The paragraph of the day. I'm going to read it one more time at full speed. Okay, one more time. Was that you I saw yesterday zooming down 12th Street in a Ferrari? You really come up in the world. I remember just a few years ago you were struggling in your business with only two or three precarious customers. Now your picture's in the paper every other week, and TV programs want you on their talk shows. Everyone seems to think you're the source of all wisdom. 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 Sabiduría. To be wise. To have accumulated knowledge. Accumulated through experience. Right? Wisdom. Okay. So there you go. That is our paragraph of the day. We do that every day. And it's... I like those because they're written as if they are, you know, real English. They're written to be real English. They're written to be not spoken, well, not read like a book, but as if we had captured a conversation, okay? Hey, why don't we move forward and see what's going on in the weird world, or in the strange world, let's say, of weird news.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's Weird News.
Weird news, everybody. Here's a good one. Gene Simmons, you know Gene Simmons from Kiss? You know the band Kiss, right? Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud. I gotta have a good time. You know, you know Kiss? Anyway, Gene Simmons from Kiss, he claims that he invented that rock and roll hand sign. He said, hey, I invented that. And he is trying to apply for a trademark on that hand gesture. He says, I want to own it. You know? So rock and roll fans for decades have used that sign. Now, which is actually, in sign language, it is the gesture for I love you. But in rock and roll, it sort of means rock on, right? And, some people say, you know, it's like the two fingers that are down to the outside, the pinky and the index finger. So the small finger is called the pinky, and the index is often called the pointing finger. It's called the index finger. They're up, and the two middle finger, the ring finger and the middle finger, are down, and the thumb is basically on the fingernails, right? Yeah. And anyway, and they're pointing up. And some people say that it refers to like devil's horns, you know, with the two finger devil's horns, something like that. But Gene Simmons claims that he used it first. And the rock star has filed an application to trademark the hand gesture, in which the index finger and pinky fingers are extended. The middle and ring finger are tucked down towards the palm and the thumb is extended. He claims he first used the gesture commercially, he says. He used it in 1974 during the Kiss Hotter Than Hell tour. And now Simmons may not realize that John Lennon also used the gesture on the cover of the Beatles' Yellow Submarine and Eleanor Rigby record back in 1966. I'm quickly scrambling to Google. I'm going to take a look at this in a minute. We'll see what's going on here. But Simmons... Yeah, he might not realize that, but not to mention American Sign Language emerged in 1917 with this as a symbol for I love you. But he claims, Gene Simmons claims, I remember seeing an interview with him where he said that he invented this as a way to wave to the audience while holding his pick. So he had his guitar pick for his bass, and he would hold it with his middle finger and his thumb, and it was a way to wave to saludar, to wave to the audience while holding, yeah, well, that's what he said. Well, I'll hold, Tina's laughing, but while holding the pick in his hand, without dropping the pick, he could wave to people in the audience, and he says that's the origin of it. And now, after all these years, you know, it's, I suppose he figures there's a way to make money off the hand symbol, and he's applying for a trademark on this gesture. Will he be successful? I don't know. Interesting. And certainly weird. I think it qualifies perfectly well for today's Weird News.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustantivos e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
A. Amazing. B. Beautiful. C. Cheap. D. Dirty. E. Expensive. F. Friendly. G. Good. H. Happy. I. Interesting. J. Jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Well, it's time for, you know it, awesome adjectives. And we haven't done this one in a while. Our awesome adjective today is slick. Slick, which can mean a few different things. Now, slick can be kind of like slippery, similar to slippery in some cases, almost like deslizante. Now, slick, like be careful. It's been raining and the roads are a bit slick. You could slide, or if there's ice, the roads can get slick. But we also have a slick can also be like una mancha as a noun, like a stain, but like an oil slick. So if oil is spilled from a tanker or a truck or on the ocean, and you get like a layer, una capa, a layer of oil on the water or a layer of oil on the road, you can call it an oil slick. And it is indeed a slippery surface and a slick surface. But slick is also used to describe someone who, oh, he's slick, like he's good. He's kind of cool. Someone who's slick, they do a good job with something, or they do something with ease, con facilidad, right? So they're slick, someone who's good, and you know, they make it look easy. They're slick. Oh, he's slick. He's good. He's a slick speaker. He's a slick communicator. He's slick with computers. They do something very well with agility. They are slick with something or in some way. Okay? So that's our awesome adjective. And, hey, we can go ahead and take a look at mistakes. We do get a lot of common mistakes. Let's take a look at today's common mistake.
I have the research.
No, no, no. I'm right.
The people is crazy.
No. People are crazy.
I have 30 years.
No, I am 30 years old.
Common mistakes.
Common mistakes. Yes, common mistakes. So we have a common mistake where people say, I think I won't. Right? I think I won't. Creo que no iré. I think I won't go. No. Instead of saying, I think I won't, we say, I don't think I will. Ah, so there are cases in English where we prefer a negative structure. So instead of saying, I think I won't, we say, I don't think I will. You know, like, I could go to a party this weekend, but I don't think I will. I could go to the cinema tonight, but I don't think I will. I could go to, you know, I could, I don't know, eat in a restaurant this evening, but no, I don't think I will. I think I'll go home. I don't think I'll go eat in a restaurant. Right? So we don't say, you know, in Spanish, no creo que. I don't think. So it would be a direct translation. But in English, you say, I don't think I will. So, creo que no lo oyeron. I don't think they heard. Creí que no importaba. I didn't think it mattered. Creo que él no lo quería decir. I don't think he meant it. To mean. Querer decir. To mean. What do you mean? Hey. Oye. ¿Qué quieres decir? What do you mean? I don't think he meant what he said. I don't think he meant it. Creo que no iré. I don't think I'll go. Creo que no puedo ir a la fiesta. I don't think I can go to the party. I don't think I can make it to the party. Creo que no estarán allí. I don't think they'll be there. Creo que no habrá más. I don't think there will be any more. So remember the think. The TH starts with the think. Think. I don't think. I don't think they'll be there. Creo que no habrá más. I don't think there will be any more. Creo que no lo he leído. I don't think I've read it. Que no lo he leído. I don't think I've read it. Creo que ella, que a ella no le gustó. I don't think she liked it. I don't think she liked it. I don't think. So there you go. I think, I don't think, I don't think. Okay, so be careful with that common mistake. Hey, why don't we go ahead and take a look at an expression? We do this every day, normally earlier on in the show. Let's have a look at our expression of the day. Well, that's right, the expression of the day. Today we have the expression to keep something at bay. To keep something at bay, which is basically to keep something away. To keep something minimized, under wraps, we also say. To keep something at bay, like to keep the doctor at bay. You know, I have to eat better to try to keep my health problems at bay. We have an expression in English, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Una manzana al día keeps the doctor at a distance, right? The doctor, you know, you won't have to go to the doctor. You'll be healthy if you eat an apple every day. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But to keep something at bay, it's like keeping it away, keeping it under control. Say, well, look, we'd better stick to the budget carefully if we want to keep the bosses at bay. We want to keep the accountants at bay. We'd better stick to, you know, stay with our budget, our limitations of our budget, right? To keep the doctor or to keep the accountant at bay, B-A-Y. So to keep something under control. to limit something, to keep it away or under control, to keep problems away, to keep something at bay, B-A-Y. Okay. So that's our expression of the day, to keep something at bay. Let's see what people are saying about our sound. Can we hear that sound one more time, Tino? A lot of people are writing in fact. Let's see what people have to say about our sound. Oh my gosh. Angel writes in and says it's a pack. There we go. A pack of wolves. W-O-L-V-E-S. Wolves. One wolf, two wolves. A pack. So a group of wolves is called a pack. Well done, Annika. A pack of wolves is howling at the full moon. Yes, hunting as a coordinated team. They're more likely to prey on something. That sounds good to me. Well done, Angel. And Patricia says, que bien te lo pasas, howling wolf. But she said wolf, W-O-F, but wolf, with an L, right? It's a howling wolf. Yes. And let's see here. Saeed says the sound. Some hungry wolves are howling at the edge of the woods. Frightening, he says. Nice one, Saeed. Well done. Very good. Okay, now let's go back. We also have a challenge on our Vaughn Radio app, right? Oh, Malena says it's a pack of wolves howling. Correct answer. Well done, Malena. Let's see. We had a question on our app. And we practiced a little bit with this structure earlier on in the show. I said, no, I've never, either choose A, B, C, or D. Which one is correct? No, I've never been in Russia. A. B. No, I've never been to Russia. Or C. No, I've never gone in Russia. Hey, have you ever gone in Russia? No. Or D. No, I've never known Russia. Conocer. But in English, we say, been to. I have never been to Russia. We don't say, I know Russia. No, we say, I've been to Russia. And in my case, I haven't. No. No. Hey, have you ever been to Russia? No. I've never been to Russia. I'd like to go, but I've never been there. I've never been to Russia. So the correct answer is B. And the good news is, most people, a little over 60%, have the right answer. No, I've never been to Russia. So good job. I thank everyone who participated there for answering that question correct. Well done. No, I've never been to. I've never been to Russia. So good job. Thanks to everyone for their participation there. And yes, once again, I want to thank the winner of our contest, David Ars. David Ars on Twitter, who wrote in with the I Love Summer hashtag for the contest. And he has won a one-week Summer Impact. So well done. Congratulations, David R. And we're out of time. That's what the music indicates. We're out of time. But stay tuned, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Don't move. Because Dave Boys is here with the salad coming up. There he is, getting ready, tuning up. He'll be here with you in 2 minutes, everybody. Big thanks to Tino for a great job on the show today, on this Monday afternoon. And thanks to you for listening, everybody. We can't do it without you, right? Without the listeners, we have nothing. So thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.